The Army Materiel Command headquarters is moving. The Base Realignment and Closure Commission has signed off on the move from Fort Belvoir to Redstone Arsenal in Alabama. Kate Kelly is the chief of the BRAC office. She joins us now with a progress report on this. Ms. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
You're certainly welcome, Amy.
Now, I got to tell you, I was doing a little research on this yesterday, getting ready for the show today. And it's more than just a great big fat move because of BRAC from one state to another state. This is really fascinating, the logistics and how people are impacted. First, just some background for our listeners. How many positions are going to be moved?
Amy, we're moving roughly 1,300 positions for Army Materiel Command headquarters from Fort Belvoir, Virginia to Redstone Arsenal.
And that's how many?
1,300.
Okay, so how many have already moved so far?
We have a little over 550 on the ground today.
Oh, okay. So progress. What's the timeline?
Well, we're actually closing in on the end state on this one. We have moved those over 500 positions over the last 2 to 3 years in a phased move strategy, which has been extremely helpful for us because it helps mitigate some of the impact on our employees. As you can imagine, this program puts a lot of stress on the AMC employees in terms of having to make those decisions about moving with their job. So the phased move strategy has helped us significantly not only establish our presence down there, but to make sure that we do so in a very deliberate and time-phased manner. We basically have 1 year left, but in the Army Materiel Command headquarters move, our goal is to have the preponderance of those positions moved no later than this July of 2011, although you may be familiar that the overall BRAC program end state is September of 2011, but we are pushing to try to have our move closed in on Redstone this July.
Does that provide you or the Army with any particular advantage just by getting it done early, or is it just one less bell to answer? Why earlier?
Well, I think earlier is just really the way the timeline worked out for our particular construction project at Redstone, but I will tell you that there is a lot of activity going on Army-wide within the BRAC program, so the more you can get ahead of those power curves at the end of the program, I think it's better off. But predominantly driven by the construction availability, but I would tell you there are some ancillary benefits to try to get yourself established before the final push next summer.
Now, let's take a little bit of a step back and talk about Army Materiel Command and what it is, what it does. This is just the headquarters. It's not the whole command that's moving, right?
That is correct, Amy. This is the headquarters element. We are a four-star command. We are one of the major commands within the Army, and we do the logistics for the Army. Basically, we fix things, we reset things, we move things, we repair things, we research and develop the technology for those type of capabilities, and we are sort of the partner of the procurement arm of the Army, and that is, in fact, what we do. And as you stated, there are many other subordinate elements of the Army Materiel Command spread out throughout the United States. This is the headquarters element that is relocating from Belvoir.
Now, a little bit off topic, but still relevant. My understanding from my producer, the Army Materiel Command has a band, and they'll be moving too. Is that right?
We do. We're very proud of our band. The band has been part of us for many years, and they are part of our headquarters element. So when the Base Realignment and Closure Commission move the headquarters element, they will be coming with us, and we're happy to have them.
Because they're getting like a $4 million facility for rehearsal and a place to put their instruments, things like that.
They are. They are getting a facility to practice, to prepare, and to make sure that they are, in fact, part of us and can perform their mission. And that is one component of our larger project at Redstone Arsenal.
Let's talk about Redstone Arsenal, Alabama. Why there? What's so great about Redstone?
Well, I think if you talk to the community in Huntsville, you'll have a very positive response, and they've been very good to us in terms of our relations. But what I would tell you is that we already have an AMC presence there. We have a subordinate command and several other elements that were already pre-positioned in Huntsville. And in this particular case, the Army wanted to do a couple of things within the BRAC Commission. One of the things was in response to 9/11. We wanted to try to disperse some of the preponderance of DOD elements that were in the National Capital Region. When we looked holistically at how to do that, AMC was one of several organizations that was chosen to move. And because AMC has a significant presence at Huntsville already within its AMCOM community, which is already there, I believe it made a lot of sense for us to co-locate and create kind of a center of excellence there for the AMC community.
We are talking with Kate Kelly, the chief of the BRAC office of Army Materiel Command, and let's expand on that a little bit, because as you mentioned, here in the D.C. area, you're going to have people from unrelated agencies working together, maybe working alongside you, because as some places empty out because of BRAC or for other reasons, other people are going to fill it in. Is that what you've been experiencing?
Absolutely, Amy. We are in the middle of that right now. As I said earlier, we're within a year overall of Army BRAC being accomplished, and I should qualify that by saying all of the base realignment actions, not just the Army. And one of the nuances for our particular move is that the facilities that we currently are in on Fort Belvoir today are slated for reuse by incoming BRAC tenants that are moving on to Fort Belvoir. So it's kind of a domino effect of us moving out and incoming BRAC tenants falling in behind us. Well, given the timelines of our move and their move in order to be in by next September, it's apparent that we had to kind of work together. And basically what that's come down to is we're all living together, if you will, in the same building. So while we have a little over 500 people at Redstone today, we have backfilled the majority of those spaces with incoming BRAC tenants from other organizations. Some of them are coming out of Crystal City, for example, here within the National Capital Region. Some of them are coming out of Fort Monmouth, New Jersey, and they are living with us today, and we're happy to have them.
Let's get to the human element for just a moment in the couple of minutes we have left. What if I don't want to move? How can you help me out? Am I just out of luck? What happens then?
You are not out of luck. The Army has done a lot of great things to try to help in those exact circumstances. Certainly, we know that this is a very difficult decision for a lot of people to make. It's very difficult for Army Materiel Command because of our high civilian density and people having to make difficult choices about whether or not they're going to move with their job, and that, of course, has impacts to everybody's family as well. What we have tried to do is take advantage of as many programs that are offered as possible to enable people to make the best decision for them. We have programs that not only will help them with the move itself and try to make it as financially transparent to them as possible, but programs that will assist them with things like renting their home if they choose not to sell it. There is a defense program that will purchase your home from you so that you can move with your job if you choose to do that. We also have options for something called priority placement. If an employee chooses not to relocate with us, we also want to take care of them. And what we would do is put them into a priority placement program, which would give them sort of a first look, if you will, at other vacancies within the National Capital Region in this particular case. So we're trying to take care of not only the employees who would like to move with us and to try to make that as seamless as possible, but we're also doing the same for those that say, it's not right for me, and I can't make that move right now, and we're trying to take care of them as well.
Now, how would pay be affected? Because I know it costs more to live here than it does to live in Alabama. Does that impact locality pay, too?
Their locality pay is adjusted according to the new location. That is true.
So they're going to see a bit of a deduction, or...
They will see a slight deduction in the locality of the Redstone area versus what they're getting today. Of course, when we've had a lot of our employees who've been down there already, and the feedback we're getting is that the cost of living down there is substantially less than what we're paying up here. So it's really working out to be somewhat transparent, although that is true. Their pay will see a little bit of a reduction.
Yeah, cost of living pretty much everywhere is a little bit less than what it is to live here. So we're looking at an end date of July 2011.
That's correct.